Well, enough talk about The Walking Dead. Let's talk to somebody on The Walking Dead.
Oh, good, because I was going to throw Vicky to the zombies.
Oh, we can do that, but first we got to talk. We got to talk with an actual character. Yeah, he's on the line.
Nice.
So now we've got an awesome person because we've been talking about the Walking Dead. We've been talking about it today. We've been talking about it all of this season. We've got people in here talking about it because we're so excited. And now we've got one of the men from the show himself, one of the fighters of the dead. Oh my God, I love it. We got Iron E. Singleton, also known as T-Dog, on the show. How you doing, man?
I am great, fantastic, wonderful. Oh, man, I hope I can match that energy right there. I love the enthusiasm, but that's what we've been getting all around the country and throughout the world. This show is a phenom.
Oh, I know, dude. It's the top-rated cable show on AMC, and I am a person who has loved zombies for a long time. I like to call myself a little bit of a zombie hipster because I've loved them for so long, and it's so good to see something like this come out where it's a well-done show with great actors and lots of gore and blood. I love it.
Thank you, Justin. And let's not forget the other stuff, the part where, because some people don't like all the blood and guts and gore. They think that's what the show is all about, only just that. But think about that drama that exists between the characters in there and the pressure and how they deal with all that pressure in trying to survive in the zombie apocalyptic world. So, you know, we're feeding two demographics here, and I think it works perfectly.
I'll tell you what, Irony, the cool thing about it, what you just said, is that this show transcends the genre, and it is being hailed as, and by the way, my name is BJ, and of course we have Jolene, we have Brandon, Jolene actually, she does the night show on our radio station in Seattle, and she said, I got to come in. If you're talking to T-Dog, I got to come in and make this happen. And Jolene, say hello, because he's got to hear a sweet voice.
Hello, huge, huge fan, can't get enough of the show, love it, love it, love it. So this is a huge honor.
That voice is sweet enough. Hey,
how are you? Right on.
And Irony, you're right, man. I mean, this show does go beyond the genre, and arguably one of the best shows on television to date. And I know you guys talk about how it's like, you know, the best cable show ever. But I put this up against any network show as well, because
absolutely,
the drama, the great acting, as well as all the way down to the great sound effects and special effects, and just the way the show is shot. I find it hard pressed that there's any other show on TV that can claim all that.
Wow, that's a big statement right there, and I appreciate that. And everybody at AMC, we all appreciate that. It is actually matching numbers with some of the major network stations. We're averaging maybe around 8 million viewers per episode. So not only are we the biggest show on AMC, but we're the biggest show in basic cable history. So, yeah, I guess that says a lot. But it wouldn't be anything without you. If you guys weren't watching this show, it would be nothing. So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
I have to say, my name's Brandon, by the way, also a huge fan. I wanted to say that I was in a Walmart last night, God help me, and there were Walking Dead figures in the toy aisle. And you know what? That's a victory, folks.
Yeah.
Then that's what we were saying, and my wife and I were talking about it. We're like, they have Walking Dead board games. They are Walking Dead, the characters by McFarlane. You know, the Walking Dead. What is it exactly? You know what I'm talking about? The little men and little women.
Oh, yeah. Those action figures, the collectibles. Yeah.
And that's the thing.
The action figures, there are those and every type of thing. This thing is... like you said, it's transcended the genre. Somebody that interviewed me earlier today compared it to, they say in a few years, this thing will be kind of like, it'll be Star Trek-esque, in that the following will just, it'll go on forever, and people will love this thing forever, generations to come.
And we, of course, the second to last episode of the season, which we haven't discussed, we will discuss long during this conversation, after this conversation, and probably weeks after, and we don't even know what the heck's going to happen this Sunday. AMC Walking Dead, this is the season finale.
Yeah, this Sunday at 9 p.m.
Irony, who plays T-Dog, so I know you can't tell us anything, or have they allowed you to at least sort of say, here's what you say to sort of wet people's whistles, because all we've seen is here's Carl going, "Dad, what the F is up? Because I don't see my buddy. Shane seems to be, what the heck? I heard a gun. I don't know, whatever." And you know, and Rick's like, "All right, how, what, what am I?" And then all of a sudden, Rick turns around and says, "You know, son, we got, I think, a few bigger problems than to figure out why your dad is an a-hole." So, and that's all I know. I mean, I'm watching some previews and everything. That's all I can see, Irony. So tell me anything at all, can you? Because we love to have our whistles wet, but we also, I don't want it super spoiled either. And I haven't checked any sites or anything. So what are you telling people?
Well, I can tell you that the episode this past Sunday, what you saw,
oh yeah,
will be exceeded by 10.
Really?
That's, oh. 10. It's so that's the reason why I'm so
those
excited.
Are big words, Irony, because that was a hell of an episode.
I know, and I'm telling you, and you can quote me on this, this will probably go down as one of, if not the greatest one-hour show in history, television show.
Whoa.
This season finale, it is so much, there's so much action and the drama, and your heart is going to just pump. It's going to be on the verge of jumping out of your chest.
Well,
that's how good that this season finale is.
It's been a total roller coaster for me, I know. It's like every time I'm watching it, like you said, my heart is beating. It's stressful for me. I can only imagine that it's tense to be doing this on the set. How do you guys on the set like relieve stress between takes or anything like that? Are you guys running around playing zombie tag or anything like that?
Yeah, close to it. Similar to that, when we, you know, when the director says cut, and we start playing around and joking with each other and doing a whole bunch of silly stuff, and that right there helps the crew. They loosen up a bit more, and we, you know, we play amongst not just ourselves as the castmates, but the crew, because everybody just gets along. The energy there is a special type of energy, and all of these, and I'm fortunate to have become a part of a group who, when everybody comes together, everything came together, and it was just beautiful. We just all get along. We love each other so much. So that's what we basically, unless it's a scene like Sophia's when she walked out of the bar.
Yeah.
That was
everybody goes,
Dale. When we have those types of scenes, it's not as easy to break out of, you know, to flip so quickly. You know,
yeah,
we're really down and we're taking it all in. So, yeah, that's tough.
I wonder if you could tell me and tell all the members of the Geek Nation, who is the most like their character and who is the least like their character?
Oh, wow.
Please don't tell me Shane is like his character, because I can't handle that.
That's a That's a James Lipton type question for you, Irony, in case you ever get on the Inside the Actor's Studio. That you'll be prepared for a question like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I appreciate you asking me that now. No, I think maybe T-Dog. Everybody else is so different from their character, though. I think T-Dog is the one that's kind of laid back, tries to avoid the drama, doesn't really get involved unless it's necessary, unless it's required.
And that's, so Irony, you're saying that's you. Were you perfect for the role when you walked in? Or, I mean, that's pretty amazing that they cast you and you're you. Or did you actually, did you give them some other versions of what you thought T-Dog should be? Or you just said, "Here I am," and they said, you are exactly what we're looking for.
Right, I did. I gave another version because the name T-Dog suggests to me that this guy is more hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know, he's more immersed in that culture and everything. So I gave that type of version with, quote-unquote, a little bit of swagger. And when I did that, Frank Darabont said, "Well, no, you know, try it this way and just play it straight. Let me see Irony."
I got
and when I did that, yeah, he was like, "Okay, that works. You're good. You're the man for the job."
And okay. Go ahead, Jolene.
Irony, wondering if there's an opportunity. You know, it was hinted about in the last episode. If we're ever going to see T-Dog and possibly Herschel, maybe sharing that couch, maybe just having to snuggle up together. Do you think that's ever going to happen?
Well, it depends. If Lori chooses not to get that bed, I don't know why she's saying that. You know, she's saying that we're putting Herschel out and she doesn't want that bed. If she chooses not to, I may be in that bed.
snuggle, my man, snuggle.
If I'm T-Dog, I'm saying, you know what? If Glenn ain't going upstairs, I will.
Die!
Possibly. You never know what's in store for season 3 if T-Dog makes it through.
I know, man. Boy, we're hoping T-Dog makes it through, because it's been tough, man. We lost Dave. Dale. We lost Shane. One final question I have for you, since Brandon brought up, the question he asked, of course, about who's more like the person and who's less like the person. Here's what I want to know. Out of the cast that's left, who do you think, or even Shane, we'll count Shane in there, who do you think actually could survive a zombie apocalypse? The person who plays the character, not the character himself, but what actor in that group do you think could survive a zombie apocalypse?
Well, I mean, of course, I have to say outside of myself.
Well, yeah, of course. You have to kind of say that.
Well, that's a given.
Well, even if you say yourself, Irony, why would you be a good guy to survive and then anybody else you mentioned? Because we don't know a lot about you guys in real life.
Right. Well, I'll tell you the reason why I think is because, I've compared, being in that apocalyptic world to growing up in the inner city of Atlanta. And, I lived that life, what that life entails, running the streets and, carrying the pistol or whatnot. My mom, she died when I was 18 from HIV complications.
Man.
She was a crack addict. She was an alcoholic. My father, I met him twice in my life. So that whole life, I've been there, done that in a sense. When I sold the drugs to those crack addicts, they had this look in their eyes like they were zombies and like they were void of all emotions. And there were so many instances to where I felt that they would probably try to attack me, but I had my weapon on me, of course, to protect myself. And there were so many instances where it was so close, guys. If I could give you just more specifics and more minute details, you'd be like, whoa. And to me, that seemed like an apocalyptic world. And I think that, I would fare really well in a zombie apocalyptic world. But there are other cast members, too, that would be just fine. They would be great. I mean, I could just name them off, of course.
Watch him name Carl. Watch him name the dude that plays Carl. Carl would be the one to kick everybody's ass.
Carl, we'd have to watch his back. We'd have to watch his back. But like any kid, though, he's growing and he's testing the waters like he did with that zombie. He's trying to figure it out. So over time, he'll get to the point to where he could survive a zombie apocalyptic world on his own, I think.
Well, this Sunday is the season finale of The Walking Dead. Irony Singleton as T-Dog will be there fighting off the zombies. Dude, thank you so much for being a part of BJ Shea's Geek Nation today.
Wow, thank you so very much. I love you guys and the listeners, and it wouldn't be what it is without you. Thank you for watching, and God bless you. Much success.
See, that was actually pretty awesome. I actually kind of want to watch the show now.
Really?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Are you?
He was really excited about it, so maybe you kind of want to watch it.
It's a great show, Vicky. If you can get by the gore, I know you get so scared of a little gore, but it's an awesome show.
I got the first season. I'll bring it in for you, and I'll give you some nightmares.
Well, thanks, Irony, again for joining us, and don't forget to check out The Walking Dead. It's on AMC this Sunday, and thank you to the lovely Jolene for joining us.
My pleasure. Anytime. I loved it. Thank you.
And until next time, guys, stay nerdy.